Welcome to the Reality Revolution. This is a comprehensive guide to the Sri Yantra. We are going to discuss the meaning of the world's most powerful wealth symbol. For over 11,000 years, yogis and mystics have claimed that one specific geometric pattern can unlock supernatural abilities, manifest desires, and open pathways to higher consciousness. Dismissed as superstition for centuries, modern neuroscience has now proven that the Sri Yantra actually does something remarkable to your brain. And what researchers discovered will change how you think about ancient wisdom forever. Now you ask, what is the Sri Yantra? The word yantra means instrument or machine. The word Sri means abundance, wealth, or splendor. The meaning of yantra is sometimes translated as a tool for the mind. Yantras are an important visual aid for meditation, for mastering the flow of energy in the body, and for understanding the energetics of the universe. The Sri Yantra is by far the most popular of the Hindu yantras. In many ways, I believe the Sri Yantra was the pivotal thing that changed everything for me. The process that led towards my awakening involved me staring at the Sri Yantra as recommended by a mentor. It was in this process of just staring at the Sri Yantra when I believe my third eye was fully activated. Prior to this time, I had not experienced the spiritual insights as when I had stared at the Sri Yantra. And once I had experienced this incredible revelatory awakening, simply looking at a geometric form, everything in my life started to change. I started to understand that this symbol was magical, and I could not read enough about it. There's so much information out there about it. Yantras are geometric forms or symbols that have been used for thousands of years. In fact, there have been stones found in India with drawings of yantras dating back 10 to 12,000 years. The forms may be even older, inherited from ancient civilizations. Yantras have a central form with shapes radiating outward. These shapes include triangles, circles, hexagrams, pentagrams, octagons, lotus petals, and tridents. The Sri Yantra is constructed using these building blocks in concentric layers. Each shape has its own symbolic importance. The meaning of a yantra varies based on the details of the shapes used, as well as the overall structure of the image. The Sri Yantra is possibly the world's most powerful symbol. This ancient symbol is sometimes referred to as the mother of sacred geometry or the holy wheel. The Sri Yantra is also called the Queen of Yantras because it is a symbol of the Divine Mother, source of all energy, power, and creation. Other names include alternate spellings such as Sri, S-H-R-E-E Yantra, or Sri, S-H-R-I Yantra. This amazing geometric design functions on several different levels. This episode covers the history, the symbolism, and the spiritual practices associated with the Sri Yantra. My goal is for you to unlock an ancient technology that you can use to manifest and to increase your wealth. It's that simple. It's been a lot of fun to assemble all of the documentation and research about the Sri Yantra. There's so much amazing information out there that it has blown my mind. The reason this interests me is that many years ago, I got a tattoo of the Sri Yantra on my back. The Bindu, right at the very center, is located right at where I was shot in my back, where the bullet bounced off. And so it has always had a very special meaning to me. It means a lot. It has transformed my life, and I can't explain to you why. It is like I am looking at God when I look at the Sri Yantra. So I wanted to introduce this symbol to those who haven't heard of it or used it. And I wanted to expand for those who know of it, because there's so much to know. The Sri Yantra stands as one of humanity's most sophisticated sacred geometric forms. This king of yantras embodies the cosmic principle of divine feminine energy, while serving as a precise mathematical instrument for consciousness transformation. The Sri Yantra's origins trace back to the Bagor stone discovery in Madhya Pradesh, dating to 25,000 to 10,000 BCE. This triangular stone with concentric patterns found on a circular platform and decorated with ochre pigments represents the earliest known yantra-like worship. The Kol and Baiga tribes continue venerating similar triangular stones as Mai or Mother Goddess, suggesting an unbroken 11,000-year spiritual tradition. The Sri Yantra is believed to have originated from the Vedic tradition and was used in various spiritual practices and rituals in ancient India. However, its popularity and significance grew significantly during the Tantric era in India, where it became the central symbol in Tantra yoga, meditation, and worship. Over the years, its use spread to other parts of the world, including Tibet, Nepal, and Thailand, where it is still widely used in spiritual practices. Today, Sri Yantras have become a popular icon of sacred geometry, and they are still revered as powerful symbols of spiritual and cosmic energy. The Sri Yantra is a complex geometric diagram made up of 9 interlocking triangles, with 4 pointing upward and 5 pointing downward. The symbol is believed to represent the cosmic powers of the goddess Lalita Tripura Sundari, also known as the Divine Mother. The precise measurements and placement of the triangle, lines, and other geometric elements within the Sri Yantra hold significant meaning and symbolism. The outermost square of the Sri Yantra represents the physical world, while the inner triangle symbolizes the spiritual realm. This outer square has 4 gates, each with its own significance. The eastern gate represents the beginning of life and new opportunities. The southern gate represents material abundance and success. The western gate represents transformation and change. And the northern gate represents spiritual knowledge and enlightenment. Together, these gates symbolize the various aspects of life and the journey towards enlightenment. The gates also serve as a reminder to balance and integrate the physical and spiritual aspects of our being in order to achieve overall harmony and fulfillment. The Sri Yantra includes 3 concentric circles representing the 3 levels of existence: physical, mental, and spiritual, and the 3 states of time, past, present, and future. The outer circle symbolizes the physical body, the middle circle represents the mind, and the innermost circle represents the soul. These circles serve as a reminder of the interconnectedness of all aspects of our being and the importance of nurturing and balancing each one for overall well-being. By focusing on the 3 concentric circles, one can gain a deeper understanding of the self and achieve a state of inner peace and clarity. The lotus flower is a powerful symbol in many Eastern cultures, representing purity, enlightenment, and spiritual growth. The lotus petals that surround the triangles symbolize purity and divine beauty, just as the lotus flower emerges from muddy waters to bloom in all its glory. The petals represent the journey of the soul towards enlightenment. The unfolding of the lotus petals signifies the gradual awakening and expansion of consciousness as one progresses on the spiritual path. In the Sri Yantra, there are 24 lotus petals arranged in 2 concentric circles. The outer circle consists of 16 petals which signify the lotus of creation and the fulfillment of all hopes, desires, and aspirations. They also symbolize the 10 organs of perception: the tongue, nose, mouth, skin, eyes, ears, feet, hands, arms, and reproductive organs; the 5 elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space; and the mind. The inner circle contains an 8-petal lotus symbolizing the process of spiritual awakening. Each petal also represents a governing function of the body: speech, grasping, motion, excretion, enjoyment, revulsion, attraction, and equanimity. Sri Yantras are made up of 9 interlocked triangles, representing the cosmic forces and energies at play in the universe. There are 5 downward-pointing triangles, which symbolize the water element and the divine feminine energy known as Devi or Shakti. These triangles converge with 4 upward-pointing triangles, representing the fire element and the masculine energy or Shiva. This convergence, encompassing the central triangle, creates a total of 43 triangles, forming a mesmerizing star tetrahedron that, when you watch closely and stare at for a while, starts to move. It is believed that from the 5 downward triangles emerges the power of creation itself, while the 4 upward triangles hold the essence of dissolution. The union of these polar cosmic energies ignites a powerful transformative energy in the body, mind, and spirit. Now, the central dot or Bindu is believed to represent the origin of the universe, the source of all creation, and the ultimate reality or consciousness. It is often described as the point of manifestation where all the energies and forces of the universe converge and emerge. Meditating on this dot is said to help one connect with their innermost self, infinite bliss, and universal consciousness. Now, I know you're going, why do I care? I mean, these are just shapes on a piece of paper. What does it matter? I can tell you, and I'm not the only one, a number of gurus and Vedics and tantric specialists can tell you that meditating on the intricate patterns and shapes can unlock a multitude of benefits associated with Sri Yantras. The sacred geometric symbol is believed to bring about spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. It has in my life, and I'm just saying, give it a try. I'm asking you to take a look at the Sri Yantra and to meditate on it. One thing it does is it enhances spiritual growth and harmony, for sure, no doubt. Through meditation and contemplation on the Sri Yantra, individuals can tap into their inner consciousness and experience a deep sense of inner peace and harmony. This sacred geometric symbol represents the unity of the cosmos and can help align our thoughts, emotions, and actions with our higher self. By regularly using the Sri Yantra, one can experience an enhanced sense of spiritual growth and a deeper connection to their inner being. Displaying it in your meditation space or yoga room creates a sacred, serene, and peaceful environment to support a focused and calm mind during spiritual practices. The intricate design and sacred geometry of the Sri Yantra is believed to enhance the flow of positive energy and remove any blockages or negative energies. The interlocking triangles bring balance and harmony to the body, mind, and heart, and encourage the 7 chakras, and in some research, it's 9 chakras, to align and function optimally. This alignment allows for increased vitality, clarity, and overall well-being. This powerful symbol also serves as a reminder to focus on the present moment and to let go of any negative thoughts or emotions that pull you away from attaining a unitative state of mind. But one of the most interesting aspects of Sri Yantra work is that it is one of the great wealth symbols of all time. When I first learned about this, I took this symbol with me in my pocket to Vegas. And before I would use the slots or play roulette, I would stare at the Sriyantra and then I would play. And it worked every time. I challenge you to simply begin meditating with the Sriyantra to see what the results are for you. By focusing on the Sriyantra and its intricate geometric patterns, many individuals can tap into their inner power and harness the cosmic energy of the universe to attract abundance and prosperity. This powerful symbol can help individuals align their thoughts, emotions, and actions towards their desired goals, ultimately bringing them into fruition. Additionally, the Sriyantra can aid in removing any blockages, obstacles in life, or limiting beliefs that may be hindering one's ability to manifest their desires or align with the cosmic forces of abundance, wealth, and success. It serves as a constant reminder to stay positive, focused, and open to receiving abundance in all aspects of life. By meditating or simply keeping a Sriyantra in one's living or workspace, individuals will tap into this powerful energy and attract positive financial opportunity. Now, historically, specific yantras are connected to each of the major Hindu deities. Each deity can be viewed as representing a specific vibration or aspect of consciousness. And by placing attention on the aspect of God embodied in the geometric form, that energy can be multiplied and returned to the viewer. In some cases, the yantra may contain the energy of a particular planet astrologically. In the case of the Sriyantra, the primary associate deity is the goddess Lakshmi, well known as the goddess of wealth. Since the Hindu gods and goddesses each also have specific mantras, their yantras can be invested with energy and activated by the use of these mantras. The combination of mantra and yantra creates an energy field for a specific purpose. Using the sacred geometry of yantras combined with the formulas of sacred sound known as mantras is a powerful practice. The name Lakshmi is derived from the Sanskrit root lax, to perceive or know, and is related to lakshana, meaning target or aim. This suggests that abundance is achieved through perceiving and aiming for your chosen target. The Sriyantra and the Maha Lakshmi mantra reinforce both divine reality and the receiving of material prosperity. Now, in my research, I found multiple different mantras that could be used while staring at the Sriyantra. The Maha Lakshmi mantra is Om Shreem Hreem Shreem Kamale Kamalalaya Prasida Prasida Shreem Hreem Shreem Om Mahalakshmiya Namaha. I've also seen that you can just say Shreem or you can say Om. I found a more modern application of this by simply saying one standard affirmation or compiling your affirmation or intention into one word and repeating that word while staring at each of the triangles, each of the lotus petals, each part of that geometric figure. They were using a mantra in the same way, and I think that that's the ultimate technology, is this is an enhancer. There are a number of different ways that you can use the yantra. It depends on your goals and what your aims are. Traditionally, both a mantra and yantra were chosen for a spiritual aspirant by a teacher or guru. The purpose was to find the yantra and mantra combination that would be most effective in stimulating the devotion and life force of the seeker. Yantras are sometimes used in Vastu, the Hindu form of Feng Shui. For example, a powerful image or a sculpture of the Sriyantra may be used to correct negative configurations or influences in the environment. I always like to have one in my office somewhere. Historically, yantras were guarded by Hindu priests to prevent unauthorized access to them. Yantras can be created for specific purposes: mitigation of astrological influences, healing of particular diseases, creation of a spiritual force field, protection from the ill will of others, a focus for meditation and mantras. Yantras can function in several ways, as discussed. They can also be used as a means of concentrating on a particular aspect of God's consciousness embodied in a particular deity. If you're using a mantra to shift a situation or circumstance in your life, using the yantra and the mantra together will increase the effectiveness of your efforts. Now, how do we meditate or utilize this symbol beyond just simply putting it up on our wall? Now, before we begin a Sri Yantra meditation, it's essential to create an environment that fosters self-awareness and inner peace. We should find a quiet space, free from distractions, where we can sit comfortably with our spine straight. As we prepare to meditate, take a few slow, deep breaths. This calms your mind and brings your focus to the present moment. Maintaining a regular and relaxed breathing pattern will serve to anchor you throughout the meditation. I have thought of creating a Sri Yantra meditation and have struggled with putting the exact one together because there's so many different ways to do it. So I ultimately decided to give you a comprehensive guide about the Sri Yantra and for you to do it yourself. I may create one in the future, but I recommend that you get a Sri Yantra. Now, the first thing is that you need to position the yantra image so that it is center, at eye level, and a comfortable distance away. You can gaze at the yantra for a few moments, just allowing your eyes to naturally follow the geometric patterns and become drawn to the central point, the bindu. This is where the divine energy of Shakti, or pure consciousness, resides. And as we continue our meditation, our focus should shift from the physical yantra image to our inner self. We can visualize energy, mana, whatever you want to call it, chi, flowing through each of your 7 or 9 chakras, starting from the root chakra and ascending to the crown chakra. This process gradually cleanses and energizes your energy centers, fostering your connection to higher states of consciousness. If there's something that you want to meditate, you then start to repeat a mantra, and in your mind, you hold an image of what it is that you're trying to manifest. You can say Shreem or Om, or Kleem Shreem Kleem, or Om Shreem Om Hreem Shreem Hreem Kleem Shreem Kleem is one that is popularly used. I suggest that you research Sri Yantra mantras. Just look it up as a Google search and try the different ones, and also just try invoking your favorite affirmation, repeating it silently in your mind. It's just the combination of the visual yantra and the audio mantra. It serves to reinforce your concentration, making it easier to maintain your focus and enter a meditative state. Regular practice of Sri Yantra meditation invites so much and can lead to material and prosperity benefits. It assists in manifesting wealth, prosperity, and good fortune. The geometric patterns of the Sri Yantra symbolize the interplay between the material and spiritual realms, embodying the principles of creation and abundance. By meditating on the Sri Yantra, you align your energy with the abundance that permeates the universe, makes it easier for you to manifest your desires and attract the resources you need to accomplish your goals. This can help you to clear negative energy and create an environment that fosters abundance and prosperity, ultimately leading to increased wealth and material well-being. It also, through regular practice, will develop better communication and understanding, fostering harmonious and even romantic relationships in both personal and professional aspects of your lives. And I can promise you that it enhances your creativity and skills of manifesting. By focusing your energy on the Sri Yantra, you can unlock your creative potential and hone your ability to manifest your desires into reality. One breakdown I read explains that 9 chakras represent spiritual awakening. Each yantra layer corresponds to specific consciousness states in the Nava Chakra or 9 chakra system. What I find really fascinating is that scientific research is validating consciousness effects. I'm not just saying this. This is not some woo-woo assertion I'm giving. EEG measurements reveal enhanced alpha wave activity during Sri Yantra meditation, with subjects reporting improved tranquility, concentration, and focus. Research indicates faster achievement of meditative states compared to other geometric forms, with measurable effects on autonomic nervous system regulation. In fact, they presented a number of different symbols to compare and contrast, and the Sri Yantra was the most effective in creating this enhanced alpha wave activity state. Computer modeling reveals sophisticated mathematical relationships are involved in this, and contemporary Sri Yantra use spans therapeutic applications. When reading about the standard techniques for utilizing the Sri Yantra, one system uses something called Tritaka, which is just the gazing meditation. And this serves as the basic foundational practice. Practitioners gaze softly at the central bindu for 15 to 20 minutes while maintaining receptive awareness. Then they move on to progressive layer meditation, which involves systematically moving from the outer square through each level to the central point, taking your time looking at every portion of the image, spending 5 to 10 minutes per layer while visualizing corresponding deities and energies. And then an advanced practice requires memorizing the complete structure and reconstructing it mentally, either building it outward from bindu or inward from periphery. Practitioners maintain vivid, stable visualization for 30 minutes while experiencing the yantra as a living energy field within their being. When I had this happen, I could feel the kundalini rise, my third eye awakened. If I was to sit and try to tell you, hey, what's the most effective way for you to open your third eye, I would say, stare at the Sri Yantra for 10 to 15 minutes a day and watch what happens. Now, there is a traditional puja or worship sequence, which is much more advanced, which follows a 15-step ceremonial progression from dhyana, meditative invocation through visarjana, respectful conclusion, creating a sacred space practice over a 9-day period, all specifically based around the Sri Yantra and its image. Now, some other interesting uses that I've found from my research is that people have been able to use it as an energy storing device. By sitting and staring at it for 20 minutes, they build up energy from it. And then later on, they can stare at the Sri Yantra and pull energy away from it. It can become a storage device. If you have a specific Sri Yantra in your house, you stare at it, building up the energy, and then later you can tap into that energy if you have some task that you're working on or something that you want to do. Essentially, what we're working with is an ancient sigil. And as I have taught in my episode on sigils, which I use in my art all the time, images hold magical power, and throughout the ages, for thousands of years, in many lives that you've lived, this symbol has carried power. And what we're doing is we're tapping in to that inherent power that has been passed down through the ages from our ancestors. It has greater meaning. We are looking at a divine image that carries perfection on a mathematical and geometrical level that can be transferred into your consciousness and create programs that work effectively in creating and increasing energy and magic in your life. Now, I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I know how this works, especially when it comes to metaphysical things, when it comes to spirituality. You've seen it all. And you've heard the most outlandish claims for a variety of different topics. I'm not trying to promise you anything. I'm telling you to give this a try. So I'm telling you to look at the image that you see on your screen right now. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. And relax. Let your gaze softly rest. And look at the image. Begin to evaluate what you see when you see this image. I like to think of the solar system itself. The sun at the center, providing light and warmth to sustain life. And through this Sriyantra, we begin to harness this energy, channeling it for balance and spiritual growth. It symbolizes the cosmic energies of the planets, each with their own influence on human life. And by meditating on this sacred diagram, you align yourself to the vibrations of the planets, allowing you to navigate through life in harmony. You begin to tune in to the aspects of your consciousness, and you realize that your inner consciousness is a solar system, and each of those aspects are all within this geometric form. Simply stare at it. If there's a part of this design that draws itself to you, then focus on that. If there's one particular triangle, then look at that. When you're done, look up what that one means. Each of them means something. Each of the lotus petals means something. Focus on every layer, every aspect of this design. Simply stare at it and watch what happens. I'll give you a few minutes of space right here to look at this image. And I want you to report back in the comments about what this does to your inner consciousness. Well, that's a good place to begin. You have pondered this image, and you may have started to notice effects on your own consciousness. Please make a note in the comments about what you felt, what you experienced, and continue to utilize this process, looking at this image for longer and longer and testing out its effects. This is an ancient technology that can help us to manifest our dreams and help us to understand who we truly are. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com, and welcome to The Reality Revolution.